The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Hi Niall, here's what's been happening in the world of music. In 2020, Paris announced plans to name a street after David Bowie, shared by Mayor Jerome Cumet, who was a Bowie fan himself. This week on Bowie's birthday, January 8th, Paris officially opened the Rue David Bowie, also featuring his birth and death years. The tribute honours Bowie's 1965 Paris debut, his first outside the UK, and celebrates his impact on music, fashion, theatre and pop culture. Mel B has teased that some really good news is coming for fans of the Spice Girls. The 48-year-old pop star last performed with the band as part of their UK stadium tour in 2019. The Say You'll Be There hitmakers were recently honoured with a set of Royal Mail postage stamps. She has revealed that more is on the cards for the 1990s girl group, this time even involving Victoria Beckham, who has not been seen with the band for over 10 years. Finally, Lady Gaga has hinted she is soon to release new music. The 13-time Grammy winner has posted two photos on Instagram of her in a recording studio, prompting fans to speculate she will soon release new music.
Well, thank you for that, Michael. I wonder. I think Mel B was a little bit cryptic, though, wasn't she, when she was talking about what's coming up with the Spice Girls? I've got a clip here. Are you there, Michael?
Yeah.
Your microphone's working fine. Yeah. Okay. Here is that clip of Mel B when she was asked, would fans be satisfied with what they're going to be revealing shortly?
100% satisfied. And it's going to be the gift that keeps on giving. Wait, without saying too much about it.
What does she mean by that, I wonder?
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes these things are a letdown as well. You know, it might be just an attention grabber or something.
But she's talking about all five of them being involved. That's significant.
That's going to be significant either way, I suppose, even if it is just something like stamps.
Not just the stamps. Well, we've got a competition.
Yes, so thanks to IMC Cinemas, one lucky listener has a chance to win a night at the movies for two. All you have to do is message in telling us, when you're in a hotel, where do you prefer to dine, the restaurant or the bar?
Oh, now I suppose it depends for me on what you're in the mood for. Whether maybe the restaurant is a little bit more fine dining, but the bar has got a bit of life to it. I like when I go to a bar to sit at the bar myself. My other half doesn't like that. She'd rather have a table. So I suppose for me it depends on who I'm with.
Yeah, it can depend on occasion as well. But the atmosphere in the bar, I think, is unmatched in comparison.
That's
anyway.
True. Am I in the hotel for a special occasion? Is there rugby on the telly? There's so many factors. But yeah, do text in 083 3010 103 and answer that question. And you could win what, Michael?
A night at the movies for two.
Nice. With thanks to IMC Cinemas. You're back in the next hour and you'll be telling us what? What are you talking about?
I'll be talking about series and movies.
Thank you very much, Michael. We'll talk to you then.
See ya.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Niall, it's time to update your watch list with these series and movies. A first look at Back to Black, the forthcoming biopic of Amy Winehouse, has been released ahead of the film's release in April. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson, whose study of the early years of John Lennon in Nowhere Boy brought her considerable acclaim, the film features newcomer Marissa Abella as Winehouse, the London soul singer who rose to fame with debut album Frank in 2003 and 2006 follow-up Back to Black. Next up, the trailer for the eagerly awaited Six Nations documentary Full Contact on Netflix has been released. The documentary is set to feature the team's journey throughout the tournament as Ireland went on to claim a Six Nations Grand Slam. Many hope that it will have a similar impact on the sport as Netflix's F1 documentary Drive to Survive in attracting new fans to the sport. The documentary will be available to watch on Netflix starting Wednesday 24th of January, with the trailer providing fans a sneak peek into what they can expect. Lastly, adapted from the scorching Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie movie of the same name, Mr. and Mrs. Smith seems to be adapting pretty freely from its source material. The show stars Donald Glover and Maya Erskine as a pair of agents who go undercover as a married couple. The stars will face a new mission each week, leaving room for the inclusion of fabulous guest stars like Paul Dano, Ron Perlman and Michaela Cole in the first season alone.
Well, thank you, Michael, for that. Do you know what? There's a couple of things there that you've recommended and I'm looking forward to. Certainly the rugby one.
Yeah.
But that one with Donald Glover as an undercover agent, or what's he doing there?
Yeah, that's interesting, actually. I can't remember exactly Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's one, although I do know what it is. But
No, I never saw the movie myself.
Yeah, a series like now will be really interesting. I hope they're not making it for the sake of having more... As I said, fabulous guest stars in it. I hope it's not just for that, you know.
there has been a lot of TV shows based on movies that were kind of made just for the sake of it. I would also be looking forward to that Amy Winehouse one. She was the one I was referring to that left us far too young. You know, she was a member of the 27 Club.
Yeah.
So the same age as a lot of very famous people that she passed away only 27. And that should be an interesting...
I'm actually surprised nothing has been made so far with her. You know, no biopic or anything. It's surprising.
I think her surviving family had to give permission, and that took time as well for it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So remind us of our competition anyway. We're giving away cinema tickets.
Yes, A Night at the Movies 4-2. So all you have to do is message in telling us where you prefer to dine in a hotel, the restaurant or bar.
Some of these texts that are coming in are making me hungry. Johnny and Mullingar talking about sizzling steak and chunky chips. And come on, it's only lunchtime.
Go on forever.
It's as simple as that. Tell us bar food or restaurant food. Just choose which one you prefer and you'll be in the draw to win those tickets to the cinema with thanks to...
IMC Cinemas.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. We shall talk to you at around about 2:30. And then you are going to the cinema then, aren't you?
Yes, we have cinema news in the next hour.
Thank you very much, Michael. I will talk to you then. As the next song says, you're a superstar.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Niall, it's time for all things cinema news, and this is with thanks to IMC Cinemas. This week's new releases are The Boys in the Boat, The Beekeeper, and Ayalan. Let's start with The Boys in the Boat, a 1930 set story centred on the University of Washington's rowing team from the Depression-era beginnings to winning gold at the 1936 Berlin Olympics. This movie has been released today and is only available to watch in Tullamore. Next, we have The Beekeeper, which has just been released to cinemas. In The Beekeeper, one man's brutal campaign for vengeance takes on national stakes after he's revealed to be a former operative of a powerful and clandestine organisation known as Beekeepers. This movie is available in all four cinemas in Athlone, Mullingar, Thurles and Tullamore. Another one to go and see is Ayalan. Again, this movie has just been released in cinemas. A lost alien seeks help from four friends to get back to his home planet, while a group of hostile scientists tries to capture it. If you're interested, this movie is showing in Athlone, Mullingar and Thurles. Also, before I go, one to add to the calendar is Mean Girls, which will preview on Wednesday 17th in all four cinemas. For more information, check out midlands103.com, and this is with thanks to IMC Cinemas.
Mean Girls, Michael, that's a remake, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And a musical, I believe, as well?
Yes, right. You're right. I think you're right.
I've never seen the original, and have you?
I haven't. I've heard very good things, but I actually haven't myself.
Bit of a cult classic, I believe, so that's a kind of a tricky one to take on when you're doing a remake.
Yes.
Anyway, thanks a million for the cinema rundown. Thanks a million for all three rundowns today.
No problem.
We have picked out a winner for our pair of cinema tickets. Who's going to be going to the movies on us?
Yes, so we asked you to text in where you prefer to dine in a hotel, the restaurant or the bar. And congratulations to Marcella Ryan from Rat in Burr. So she said, bar food, more relaxed and cosy atmosphere, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I'd be with her on that one. Although, as I say, like, it depends on who you're with and what the occasion is.
Yeah.
Because there was a few texts in saying, oh God, no, I would go for the restaurant because, Kathy and Burr, for example, said, I prefer the restaurant. No noisy football matches on TV or reality TV shows. More relaxed. It's all what dining is about, in my opinion. Mike, the bus driver, said bar food. B in Tullamore said bar food. Breed in Clara said bar. Do you know what? I think bar food won out big time.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And I'd go for the bar food myself. Just something a bit more sumptuous and wholesome about the bar food. You're not going for the posh meal. But what if you are? Good for you. So next week, you shall be talking to Shannon Fogarty. And it's kind of turning the tables. I think she's going to be presenting the afternoon show next Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
And you get to tell her what's happening in the world.
I've got a bit of a surprise for that one as well.
Oh, something to look forward to. Well, thanks a million, Michael.
Thank you.
And I look forward to hearing you revealing all the entertainment updates to Shannon next Friday.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Revving up your taste buds with daily carvery. Open from 12:30 to 3 p.m. MaldronHotelPortlaoise.com. Midlands 103.